Jesse, Jalas, and Claire Burns are looking for love.
Jesse, Claire, you're beautiful, you're funny. How could you be single? And we said,
things are going well. It's going to be good. We're good?
No such thing as love.
Hello, and welcome to No Such Thing as Love. I'm Claire Burns.
And I'm Jesse Jalas, and you're listening.
Well, we're sitting here on the eve, or 2 days, of single day. It's so exciting. It's not.
Is it single aware? No.
No. There are many
single. It's not single,
single
awareness day. It's just single people day.
Singles day.
Singles day.
Yes. It's not. There's also a National Singles Day. Not the same thing. That's in September. Awareness Day is the day after Valentine's Day. But this is Singles Day.
Day.
That was started by some students in China. You know me, I love to give a lesson.
Yeah, I do know that.
And they decided on November 11th because it's a whole bunch of ones. You see what
LOL.
I mean? And then in China, it became a very big shopping time, which they are not dumb when it comes.
Shopping for what?
Well, like, luxury brands would be like, celebrate being single, buy yourself something. Like, it was almost like a Black Friday thing, but for promoting, like, Singles Day.
Okay.
And then it just caught on.
Every day is Singles Day for me.
Every day?
I celebrate myself every day.
Every single day. And I love that so much.
Every single day.
Now, I do have, because again, not only do I love
a lesson,
I love a listicle.
I know you do.
Do you want to go through? I found a fun list because we're celebrating being single right now.
Everybody knows that.
Just right now, though. We've never done it before.
No, yeah, tomorrow we're going to cry about it. But today we're celebrating.
So I found an article that's perfect for what I wanted to do. I was looking up like things to do when you're single, whatever. And they were stupid. So this one is also stupid, but more fun.
Okay.
15 amazing things that only single people can enjoy. Okay. Single people.
What a statement. Okay.
Yeah. Number one, we are fitter and happier. Look at that.
I don't think you need to say anything more than that. Oh, wait. We're fitter. Okay. Fitter, I guess I can buy because, like, you have more time, so you go to the gym more.
Right. Hypothetically, who knows?
But happier, that's rough for people in relationships. That makes me sad that maybe they're not in the right one.
Right.
Perhaps.
Right. But I think it's also in reaction to being fitter.
What?
You know, like when you're healthier and when you're feeling better, there is a tie with being happy.
No, but people say that they gain weight when they start dating someone because they're so happy.
Or you just are bad influences on each other.
Claire.
I know.
That's an interesting way to look at it.
Right?
That's
us, too. We can either be
both
very good or very bad.
And that's actually, we got to stop thinking black and white, right?
Thank you for that.
It's true, though.
It's 80-20.
It's literally 80-20, and everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, we know it is a lottery. Okay?
Sorry?
The fact is that it is mostly down to chance.
Okay, whoever wrote this article was in a
bad place
relationship.
And has got
bad
nothing
place.
To do with our character. So we
Who
can
said that?
Relax and stop worrying about all of the so-called mistakes we made. It's just a lottery.
Okay, whoever it is, SOS, someone reach out. This is
check
I'm
in on them.
Very sad.
Make sure they're
for
okay.
Them.
But you know what? I do not argue with number three.
What?
We enjoy sleep a lot more.
Okay, this is some bullshit. I've been coupled and I also love sleep. I might even love sleep more and take more naps.
Well, they're saying if you had to go through all the trauma of getting used to your partner's weird sleeping habits.
This poor person obviously hated their partner who was an insomniac.
Hate it.
Like,
toss and turn, read, get up and sleep in as much as you want and you will disturb nobody.
Yeah, but you also don't get to cuddle.
Listen, we're celebrating the single part of it.
No, I know. I'm just sad for this person. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Number four, we have stopped agonizing about missed chances. How many times have you thought about whether this is Ms. Right or Mr. Right? I said Ms., not Miss.
Oh.
As you pondered a permanent relationship. Now that you are single, you can save all that angst and worry and concentrate on doing all the things you love doing without ever having to ask for permission.
What the fuck is this? Literally, what the fuck?
This one is funny. Number five, we don't need to tell anyone where we are.
Okay, this person was hurt.
Yes,
and I have been that person.
Very hurt.
Somebody was just checking in and cared about you. Oh my God,
the constant phone calls with "Where are you?"
Oh my. Okay, this person was in a bad
relationship.
A bad place.
Is not only a threat to our mental health, but it was also damned expensive. That makes no sense.
Somebody reach out.
Being single means we can save money on our phone bill and forget all the worry. Okay.
Honey.
Okay. Guess what? Number six, we cannot argue. Six, we love our own company. Okay.
That should be when you're single and when you're coupled.
No. This is only for single.
This
we
is
have
so
learned
dumb.
That loneliness is no longer the awful threat it once was. We like being alone and we enjoy our own company. We have not forgotten the value of friendship and we can dedicate so much more time to friends who really matter without ever worrying whether our spouse will like them.
Spouse. Okay.
Number seven. We enjoy all the extra time. Singles just have so much time to dedicate to their careers and hobbies. There are no school events to attend. Okay, that's assuming you don't have a child.
Kids. Okay, yeah.
Okay. No,
you still have a kid, by the way, if you're divorced.
If you're divorced, if you're single. No relatives to look after, and there are no domestic issues which get in the way.
Okay.
Wait, eight. We enjoy financial independence.
You should be financially independent in a relationship, too.
Apparently, singles spend more money than married
couples. Well, that is unfortunately true.
No kids. It is true. It is true. We cannot.
That is true.
You cannot
argue. Well, actually, I haven't really. But I'm sure that if I'm with someone, they're going to be like, let's talk about Zara right now. I think we should delete the app from your phone.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be like, don't touch me.
How dare you?
It's my money.
Why don't we not order Seamless for a second, third time today?
I did delete Seamless.
I am impressed
by that. Thank you for knowing.
Thank you.
I mean, just.
I'm impressed.
It's been 2 days, but thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Number nine. We never have to worry about compromising. How many times have you thought that compromising ruins everything?
Oh my God.
It is like having your foot on the brake pedal all the time. You have to be so careful of those tricky bends and those steep slopes and hills. These are just metaphors for making concessions and sharing chores. Being single removes all that hassle.
Now you have to do all the chores yourself.
All yourself. Also, really? You never have to compromise?
Yeah, what?
I know. This person sounds like a joy.
I agree.
An absolute joy. Number 10, we volunteer more often.
I wish. I need to volunteer more, and I've said that for a while now.
I think that... being single, it is our honor and our privilege that we can volunteer more because we don't have to make compromises. Or,
well, we don't have, we don't have to,
and we also don't have to tell our significant other where we are.
Yeah, I'm volunteering. Get off my
get
back.
Get off
God.
My back. Oh, stop. Get this. Number 11. We have a lot more political clout. Huh? That's right. Okay. Politicians are finally waking up to the fact that we are emerging as a voting bloc and that we can actually sway election results. How many times in the past have politicians failed to address single issues such as taxation, housing, gender issues, and abortion? They now dare not forget that there are 35 million single Americans and they are going to vote in the next elections.
Okay.
Number 12, we can disregard the wider family. You know how you get wider, I think broader. Oh. You get sucked into the spouse's family. You don't have to deal with their family, essentially, is what it's saying.
Okay.
13, right. We prefer not to gamble. Okay? Do you get that?
What the fuck?
We know the statistics, and they are pretty scary.
Okay, so she was married to a gambler.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Only about 50% of marriages actually work. Now that is a pretty risky undertaking. So we just prefer to stay single.
I'm sad.
Number 14, sad. We're almost done here. Number 14, we do not worry about our wardrobe.
How dare they?
What we wear as singles is not going to be scrutinized.
Okay, and this was a bad relationship.
By close friends and family. We do not have to worry about being judged. Single men never have to worry about their dorky wardrobe, and women are more relaxed about what is or is not the latest in fashion.
I are would more say relaxed? How dare you? I'm very
I would
much,
say it's opposite.
I would say this person was clearly scrutinized when they came out and said, I'm going to wear this. And someone said, ooh.
Ew.
And that person deserved to be hitting the curb a long time ago when they were gambling and doing other crap.
Yeah. Now, you may say after this long list of wonderful things that
could be
are great about being single. Number 15, the final one.
Oh, it's the final one.
We enjoy the mess. Being a singleton is wonderful when it comes to not having to clean up or tidy our mess every time. Just wallowing in a little dirt or untidiness never hurt anyone. And there is no risk that we will get told off, criticized, or locked up.
What did you just say? Locked up?
Locked up. Literally locked up. That's what this says.
Okay. Guys, check on your friends.
Check on your friends.
Are they in a relationship where they get locked up for not doing the dishes?
Now, this may surprise you.
Okay.
It was a man who wrote this.
It was either a man or a woman. I mean, I said woman at one point, but I was like
non-binary. You don't know.
I mean,
know.
he said like dorky male outfit, which I was like, somebody said you dress like a dork.
Yeah,
like
100%,
or that had 100%. To have come up because that was so specific. And obviously he was called a slob. And
he might have been locked inside for a
I'm
short
really
period
sad
of time.
For him. He was in I'm sorry for him. Whoever was with him, his partner, bad.
Well, I feel as though he also sounds like he learned a lot.
That's true. I mean, he's still very upset.
I think he learned being in a relationship is about compromising.
Is hell.
It's literal misery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's thought
that's the positive.
I thought it was really positive and really helpful.
That is positive and helpful. It's nice to know, you know.
Indeed. What's one of your favorite things about being single?
You know, it's interesting. I really can't say that, like, when I've been in a relationship, maybe because I've never been in like a live with somebody, like our lives are one, like I've only been in a relationship where I'm still very independent.
Yeah.
Like I might see them like two or three times a week, but like it's never been engulfed that I've always felt like anything that I wanted or needed. I've never felt the difference.
Restricted.
Really? I've never felt restricted or one was better than the other. I really haven't.
I definitely think that there's probably more compromising and more choices.
About what,
and more
though?
Discussing when you live together, you know, of like chores and just, I think that there's a lot more pressure just from the many friends who have been in relationships have told a lot of frustration goes into the cleanliness.
I think that's with any roommate, right?
Oh, for sure. But there's added pressure when it's a relationship, right? Because
yeah,
you can,
I think
you can,
I'm always
misdirect
like,
your
let's
annoyance.
Let's get a cleaner.
Yeah.
Let's get a cleaner.
Yeah.
Or like in the past, it's been like, oh, I cook, I clean. Like splitting it that way or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I don't know. I haven't ever shared a space also with them, which my partner will absolutely be angry at me. And I will take that. You know what I mean? But like, I'll also be like, let's hire a cleaner.
Right,
little slobby, but I can keep up with a mess once it's done.
Right. Well, you love your mess, and that's what
I love my filth, as they say. Just, you know, I don't know. I've never felt.
Well, I should ask it not as much like, what is taken away? It's not so much that.
Okay.
I think, but I guess that distinguishes the difference.
What
right?
was the question again?
What do you really enjoy about being single? Like, what's one thing that you enjoy about being single?
Oh. I mean, it's like saying something like, I can do whatever I want. I'm like, I can also do whatever I want in a relationship. So, like, that doesn't feel...
Right.
I really do feel that. I'm like, when could I have I not been able to do whatever I want?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, I think that freedom is... obviously what I enjoy just and not like and being able to come and go as I please or going
but
to
why couldn't I do that?
Well, like you may have to go to a company holiday party with your significant other, you know what
so
I mean?
That's like one day a year.
I know, but I'm just saying these are just things that could you know add up or things that you may not want to do but you need to do because you're in that relationship, right? Or like you may not be able just to go do something because you're needed someplace else or whatever.
Yeah. I haven't felt that or had that really. I mean, sleep is nice. I do sleep well by myself, but I also love to be cuddled. So like I, and the same hand, it's like.
Yeah. It gets hot with another body. In the bed.
Yeah, well, then I say get off me very aggressively. Is there something that you're thinking of?
No, I think the freedom. I think it's...
freedom.
Yeah, I like...
Because you lived with your fiance.
I did.
And you did have a sponge issue.
Yes, I literally lost my mind.
You lost your mind with the sponge.
Yeah. So, yeah, but of course, that was a misdirect, if you will.
That was
just
a misdirect.
General, but I think that's so often what arguments tend to be. And they're usually triggered from something small, right? Or something that's like an ongoing annoyance. It's like, I told you.
Well, I think also when we try to suppress it, right?
Well, of course. Of course.
Yeah. So, but if we just hopefully say it along the way, like, pick up, you slob.
That will go over great. I'm going to tell you right now. Well. That will go over fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
I don't know.
Yeah. I think the the checking in, being like, can I go, like, I'm going to go meet up with my friend and be like, oh, well, we were going to actually do a date night tonight instead. I'm like, well, but what if I want that? You know, it's like.
I'd be like, we were. It's not on our shared calendar.
What if it was and you just didn't see it?
Well, then if I double booked with a friend, I'd do the same thing, right? Which is like, oh, my God. And then either be like, hey, Ben, since I fucking live with you, can we pick another night? It's Claire and she's been, you know, just really aloof. or whatever. But I'm like, okay, right. I would just figure out who can change it. I wouldn't be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ben.
Yeah. I'm excited to have this same conversation after being in, like, serious live-in relationships.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like, yeah, I don't know. I think that right now, like,
work.
I don't think I'll
relationships
ever
are work. They're not all easy.
So are friendships.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying,
like all relationships, right?
Yeah.
But anything worthwhile is work, I mm-hmm. think.
Mm-hmm. That's what they
My
say.
My relationship with myself is work. Everything is work.
Why can't we just stop working? Okay.
And that is depression. But
no,
yeah,
that is true.
I don't know. What do you miss about living with your fiance or like living with someone? What do you miss about it?
What do I miss about it?
A positive.
I think I miss someone laughing at my commentary. I kid. Not really. I do love, like, I hate cooking for one. I truly hate cooking for one. And so I used to love cooking together or like taking turns, like,
yeah,
they're cooking and then I clean, or like having that kind of, because I love food and I love the fellowship around food. And so I avoid it and I order shit all the time just because it's like sustenance versus like enjoying the actual food itself. So I do miss that. That's something that I wish I had, is like just the fellowship of creating and enjoying food. And then, you know,
I would love to be with a chef.
I would love to be with an amateur chef.
Me too. Yeah. I want him to be so insecure about it. And then I'll keep building him
or
up.
Like,
I'll be like, no, it's fine. It's good, though.
Or just like, I like to do this. I'm not, you know, going to pursue it. Because chefs are crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I probably wouldn't be with a chef. And then,
I know.
Especially because I have like a terrible palate. It's he would just be like, how is that? I'd be like, great. Like, it's chicken,
like,
right?
I put salt instead of sugar. And you can't even tell.
Yeah,
I know. I'd be like, oh, sorry.
You'd also have complete opposite schedules, but nonetheless.
A chef and a...
Yeah.
Oh.
And a creative. A writer.
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's nice. Mealtime. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I have been cooking for myself, and it is lovely.
I do love that. You have a good kitchen.
Thank you for saying that. It's a lovely kitchen.
It's a spacious kitchen, because that's why I hate it. I at least cooked more when I was in Tennessee because I had a big kitchen.
It's nice to have space.
Guess what? It's been nice.
Sue
and
me.
I'm thrilled Sue about
me.
It.
Thank you.
I do love that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe on Thursday there should be some sort of celebration.
Yeah.
Or maybe we go back on the Thursday dating app.
Oh my God, I did see Drew Barrymore or someone posted.
Yes.
I think I follow Thursday. And apparently they also announce a bar.
Yeah.
That's what I think is so cool, which I didn't know.
It's a fun idea.
That
it gets it more engaged.
I like that. It's very like, that way you don't have to meet up with, because when I did look on Thursday, which was maybe only one Thursday when it first launched, I was
Agreed.
Like, where is everybody hot?
Yeah. There was like three people on it, period.
Yeah, there was like nobody.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's more people on now. But I'm like, ooh, I'd rather just go to a bar with single people and be like, hey, I say that. I wouldn't talk to anyone. But maybe I would. Who's to say? If I see a beard,
if
you
see
know.
A beard. Well, guess I'll what? It is it. Movember. So a lot of guys are growing out their facial hair.
Oh, God help me.
It is true. It is true.
Okay, well, yeah, this is the month I thrive, or will be tricked by someone who's like, oh, normally I always shave.
I'm
like,
always, I know, it'll be bad. December 1st will be an ugly day.
Ugly day for me.
Everyone.
A lot of breakups.
Yes.
But yeah, maybe we'll do that.
Maybe so.
TBD.
Look at that enthusiasm. So you had deleted your apps.
Yes.
And you are focusing on yourself.
Right.
which is wonderful. Not easy. It's work, as we have identified. Have you talked to Mr. Rain or anything this past week?
Last night, I was like, you know what's so great about tonight? It's a me night. And I felt it. I said, this is a me night. I took a bath. But I also said, I said to myself, maybe because I'm getting into the manifestation, I'm getting in touch with the universe. I said, something is going to come in to my space.
Interesting.
And it's going to question or put into question my night of me. I've made the decision. It's the night of me. It's the night of me. And yet I feel like something's going to
is about
come
to
in.
Interrupt. Okay.
Yes. And then at like 10 o'clock or something, I got a text from Mr. Ray.
There we are.
And
there
it was
we
like,
are.
Can I come over? And I said, no, not tonight.
Look at you.
He said, okay. And I was like, wow, that was easy. Because I was like, I'm ready for a test. Like, I literally was like, I'm ready for a test. And then I got another text that was pretty much like, are you sure?
Wow.
And I was like, I absolutely am. I was not mean. I wanted to be like, you've fallen asleep on me two times at this point, and it's a little late. So I know your bedtime, and the answer is no. But also, I was like, I've already made a decision, and it's the night of me. And I think the difference is sometimes I would say yes to things because I'm like, oh, I don't want to say like, oh, I don't want to say no. I don't want to disappoint the person. I don't want to blah, blah, blah. And it was just very much like, oh, I've made a decision for myself. My answer is no. And I don't need to justify it either.
Right. Well, there's also that like, well, I don't know when I'll see him again. So I might as well go ahead and do it.
Right. And so, And then I was like, I'm free tomorrow night, which is tonight. And then he didn't respond. And I said,
cheers.
Okay.
Cheers.
No
which
problem.
Means, yeah. That's fine.
I'm
going to
take a bath
that.
Again tonight. Well, I love I that mean, too. So that was just a great example of me like kind of just keeping my space and my time sacred and not changing it because something's come in.
Exactly.
Like, I definitely felt like I had made a decision and I'm sticking to what I said.
I love that.
Yeah, me too. So that was really good. That's the last I've heard from him.
Well, but that was not even 24 hours ago.
Yeah. So I'm feeling really good. I, you know, have deleted the apps, haven't gone on them or anything.
Well, the good news is I haven't either.
That's really great news.
I actually, out of solidarity, I said, Claire, don't you dare go on the apps.
What about that guy you were talking to?
I know. I just, honestly, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
I forgot about him. So I'm going into field right now to check.
Okay.
Because I'm like, what?
He was out of town.
He was out of town. Oh, good. He has not responded.
Oh, good.
From 13 days ago. So, you know, I mean, it's just like, yeah.
What was the last thing you guys said?
Because he said it was, he was like, I'm in Boston for work. I said, great, let me know when you're back. And then he said, also didn't mean to suggest the three of us should jump into bed. Was hoping I might have you all to myself first. And then I said, honestly, I thought you were referencing yourself. Haha. So yes, let's just meet up first. He goes, oh good, glad I asked. And that was 13 days ago.
Okay, well, you can always check back in if you want.
You know, I could.
I do know that about you.
You know,
I've always known that.
I did have a brief convo with a guy on Hinge.
Okay.
And then I was annoyed because there was no question. Because I put on my Hinge, I put the question, what is more important, curiosity or knowledge?
Okay.
And so then he replied, I think both are important. Doesn't curiosity lead to knowledge? I said, absolutely. But one can believe they're knowledgeable and not be curious. Right? Like someone who knows everything doesn't need to know anything else.
Okay.
And then I said, nothing like a light convo to get it started. Ha ha. Hi there. Winky. And then he said, ha ha. Hello there. Good way to get the juices going. And then I said, I can't. You got to give me a question.
Why? You didn't give him a question?
But I started it out with the question.
He started the convo.
I know.
You didn't ask. You put it on your profile. You didn't ask him the question.
No, that means I asked him the question.
No, unfortunately,
I just was like,
no.
Okay, well, then now what? It's like, okay, we got the juices going.
So what do you like to learn about?
Look at that. Okay, I'll write it right now.
Just write it right now. Just what do you like to learn about?
Or how are your juices?
You share some information. Sometimes I share it so they can't say, what about you? So they're like, what do you like to learn about? Right now, I'm really into, you know, whatever. For me, it's obviously different than you.
I like, but, you know, sophisticated things. Should I ask about his juices?
What?
He said, good way to get the juices going.
I would drop that.
So?
I would just say, I agree. So what do you like to learn about?
So what,
or what was the last thing you learned you were curious about? Or whatever. Just something like that.
You whatever.
I will whatever.
Last thing you were curious about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a setup to say me.
You could say other than me, winky face.
I love that.
And then you just asked yourself a question in a very indirect way. So there's that.
There is that. All right. Sent.
Great job.
Thank you.
We're actively dating on this podcast, y'all. Actively doing it.
Actively. Well, you know, we've had a couple questions in the past, and then we've also had a shout out of like, send us questions.
Oh, that's true.
But let's do another shout out.
For those who forgot.
Yeah, because yes. Listen, I don't know if you know this, but
I know everything.
You do know everything, but we are experts.
We're experts in dating
and relationships, even though we don't do them. But they
listen, you got to fiance level.
I did, thank you.
That's a high level.
High level.
You know, and I've been at the first level, but I really know that first level.
You know that first level great. I don't know that first level great. I've skipped ahead a lot.
But you skipped ahead.
I've skipped ahead.
Together, we know all the levels.
We know all the levels. I have many friends who are married, many friends who have been divorced and remarried. You know, so it's like I know things. So we would love your questions to answer on the pod, or if you have a friend, you can always say it's like your good friend did blah 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 or whatever.
Help us out, okay? Because I'm taking a break, and Claire's been on a break,
and Claire is Claire, and that's what's wonderful about us. So, as a reminder
is what it is. What's the email? I think it's
no such thing as love show at gmail. The same with Instagram. No such thing as love show.
Perfect.
It's pretty exciting. So,
I'm excited.
Either questions, advice, or questions about us.
Claire loves questions about her, you guys.
I truly, it's my favorite subject. Listen, I'm curious about me. I'll say that much. I'm also knowledgeable.
You are, girl.
Yeah. It is true. Speaking of, I was at a gathering the other day, and they had like some fun like astrologers and psychics and oracle and fun people just walking around. And so I was talking to this one person who was an oracle and asked me first what my sign was. I said Aries, and they were like, "Oh." I said, I know. That's the reaction.
In a good or a bad way?
In a like, look at this one over here kind of way. Just a very exciting way. You know, like
You could have said Leo. You could have said Sagittarius. You could have said Cancer.
But you know what? I said Aries.
Yeah. And that was what was right for you.
Thank you. So then they said, they thought on it for a minute and said,
okay,
what does the word powerful mean to you? Absolutely. And the first thing that came to my mind was independence. And I laughed a little bit about it because of we know the issues I have here. And so they were like, well, why are you laughing about this? Why do you think you can't have power if you share space or your life with someone? And I was like, that is what I'm trying to rectify in my brain. Yeah. It's like that power, you know, can be shared. Yeah. And so they were giving me this very, it's one of those moments where it's like you kind of are mesmerized by how they're telling you something, that you hear the message, but you don't hear the words.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they were telling me a message of that is like, you need to open up to sharing that power, or they, or another person could enhance your power. Another, you know, just like giving me such right. wonderful words. And, but I just had a chuckle with myself of saying independence. Is that like what is your thought with the word powerful?
It's interesting because right now, like the first thing I thought of when you said powerful is like I saw myself with like black boots with a little bit of a heel and like a leather jacket.
So a dom? You saw yourself? No. As a, no, kid. I kid. Okay.
But I think for me, it's like powerful. It was like, oh, I'm wearing like my... I don't
tough
know.
Girl.
I think it had
tough girl yeah. persona.
It's not a tough girl persona. It's like, I think it's just like owning myself and my sexuality and just like feeling cool, like powerful. I feel very yeah. powerful that way. I think that just feels powerful to me. It feels like I'm standing in a doorway. I'm a silhouette.
Yeah.
And it's like there's a big shadow and it's like I'm walking through the door and it's like.
Pa-pow!
Probably like a huge applause.
Absolutely.
And it's like, I'm
a
about
standing
to take
ovation, I'd say.
Probably. And like yeah. I'm about to go talk. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And
okay.
I just like, that's what I see.
Okay. So do you see yourself as powerful in a non-leather ensemble? Or
yeah,
that's
I
like
see myself,
the height of it?
I mean, I just think that I guess I visually see it, right?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's a visual, so that's just what I'm wearing. But I could easily be wearing like a dress and flats.
Right.
But I think sometimes you stand straighter in heels, like or with like a little bit of a wedge,
uh-huh.
whatever it is. And I think it's just like taking up the doorway and like the shadow that it's like I'm here, I'm present and I'm speaking. Like this mm-hmm. is my room mm-hmm. that I'm in charge of.
There we are. So you had a visual of yourself. Do you think you have a definition of the word powerful for you?
I honestly think powerful to me is like, is just like having a voice and a platform and using it for whatever I can.
Yeah.
And I think it also means I'm not afraid of anything.
Yeah.
You know, like okay. I'll do whatever it is I want to do because
yeah.
I want to do it. And I know I can do it, whatever it is. I think that's what it is for me at this moment.
Yeah. Do you feel powerful right now?
I do.
There we go.
And I'm not even wearing shoes.
You're not.
You know what I mean? And I'm
wow.
in a robe.
And you're in a robe and not a leather jacket.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's just, I think I've been thinking about that a little bit lately, like taking
yeah.
up space.
Speaking up?
Well, I'm pretty good at speaking up,
yeah.
but like taking up space, you know, or just like being a big presence.
Yeah.
I think is what I'm channeling with myself
okay.
right now.
I love that.
Rethinking about it, would you... you know, change your answer?
Well, I mean, I like your definition of it. I like that talking about not being afraid and having, but I
yeah,
do think space. That I have associated power with independence for so long.
Is it being powerful?
Being like, I am more powerful by being more independent.
Mm.
So if you're not independent, it suggests weakness to me.
And which, that's interesting.
And that is where the problem lies. Yeah. Yeah.
Some would say a lot of powerful people have partners.
Of course. Logically.
Some don't. But some do. It's like that doesn't enhance who they are. That doesn't even affect
who
they
are.
Unless they're in a bad relationship, right? Where then they start to like get smaller and it's not as like. We don't like
weakens
those. That's
you
not as good.
A little.
That's not good. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Logically, I understand.
Yeah.
But again, I think it's that like when I was younger and there were so many friends that were like, I just want to be in a relationship. It was like so weak in my mind.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. It's like you're not independent. You're not like finding out who you are. You know?
What if you know who you are?
At that age, no one does. Not in like elementary school.
Right.
Also, you're going to change a lot. Even if you do know.
Right.
No, I think it's just, it's a judgment and it's a weird
trigger.
It's
a trigger.
It's a weird trigger for me. Yeah.
It's a trigger. It's
yeah.
A trigger.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So much of my, because like I think I talked about this last week where it's like, I keep them so separate, like relationship and career and like.
But when you were modeling, were you in relationships?
No.
Or you were single?
I was always just fucking around.
But does that make you more independent?
Yeah, because I wasn't dependent on anyone. I didn't have to compromise. I didn't have to, like, check in with anyone. I didn't have to get locked in a cupboard or scrutinized for my outfit. I was scrutinized for my body size, but that's modeling.
That was my career.
Exactly.
Yeah, interesting. Something to think about.
Yes, it is. Unpacking.
Girl, there's so much unpacking
to do. So much unpacking to do. Okay, so we do want those questions.
Yeah, guys, please send us questions. We really need them. So
I'll keep an update on my Hinge if I
give us an update.
Give us
if
an
he
update.
Responds.
Jesse has just put on a spiderweb fingerless glove.
Do you like it?
It is.
See,
a statement.
That's powerful.
For you.
That's powerful for me. It really is.
For you.
For me, it's very powerful.
Well, maybe we'll have to, you know, I'm loving The Bachelorette.
Oh.
Have you been watching The Bachelorette? Okay.
I didn't watch. Was there one last night?
Tonight.
What is it?
Tuesday
night now? What the hell?
Yeah,
because
I think Dancing with the Stars is on Monday night.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. So. I am caught up, though, if there wasn't one last night.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it?
I love her.
No, I'm obsessed with her.
I'm obsessed with her. I do feel like not all of the guys are great, obviously. But
no.
That'd be
that one guy I loathe.
The one that, like, the villain
Jamie?
She let go of. Yeah. He was horrible. He was absolutely horrible.
She let go of him? What?
Yeah. He left last week.
He left. Okay, wait. Maybe I didn't finish.
Oh.
He left.
Spoiler. Yeah. She made.
The guy who made her feel insecure.
Yeah. Said everyone was talking about it.
Yeah. He left. Oh, God. Honestly, what a blessing to us all. But I'm so.
No, she had him leave. Like, she kicked him out before the rose ceremony.
How did she know?
Well, you know, there are people. You'll have to watch the episode to see.
Yeah. I think when I left off, he was saying something like mean to the producer. And I was like, if that
he
producer
was like,
doesn't.
The caliber. Like, how am I in the same boat as these other guys or whatever? He
was
horrible.
I was like, oh, how sad
is
this
horrible.
Dude?
No, I
Bye,
know.
Bye, bitch. Good for her. Okay, now I think she's a fucking genius,
No,
too.
She's great. I love her. So I do hope that it, you know.
Rodney seems pretty great.
Now I can't remember names. That's the problem. We got
the guy
wait
who
for the
streaks. Okay.
Oh yeah.
I thought he was adorable.
Adorable. Adorable. We do have to, once we get to a smaller group of people, then
it'll be,
I feel like I can be better with the names. I'm not good with names right now because there's still so many.
I'm actually so impressed with myself.
I'm taken aback that you said a name
too
from the show.
Two.
Crazy. I'm shocked by it. I really am.
I wonder if they're right, but regardless, they came pretty quickly.
Jamie was right.
Like I knew it.
I will say that.
Yeah. And I think Rodney is right.
I can't remember, but I will take your word for it because you said it with such confidence and it was so rare that
I
accept it.
Thank you for
that. And honestly, if his name isn't, it should be changed.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Do a petition.
I'll tell him.
I will tell him.
I'll be like, you'll be a fan favorite if you change your name.
If you change your fucking name. Okay.
Okay. Someone's really talking you up on a podcast. She said the wrong name, but she really liked you.
She really liked you.
Yeah.
And we think you were the one she was talking about.
Yeah. She's just bad with names. That has nothing to do with you. Please know that. Nothing to do with you.
No. I love it. Okay. So do we have anything fun for the week?
I'm just taking bubble baths, really.
I love that.
It's bubble baths for me.
Bubble baths for days.
Yeah.
It's not
like I have a big thing coming up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, and then the next 2 weeks, you'll be traveling next weekend, and then it's Thanksgiving, and then, like, so things are coming up. So this is the last weekend of, like, chill for a little bit for you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
Yeah. I'm going to do my damnedest to go to a few more exercise classes.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't really move my body that much today, so I'll have to do that tomorrow.
Yeah. I have eaten a tremendous amount of crap. So just to balance it out would be nice.
That would be really sweet.
Yeah, it'd be really sweet. All right. Well, listen, we got things to do. We're very busy.
We are busy.
We're busy.
You have a Hinge date coming up.
All right.
Okay.
I think the question remains.
Yeah.
Do we think that love is out there? I don't think we know.
But I'll never be locked in a cabinet.
No, we will not.
Unless it's a kink. Unless it's for fun.
Unless you say, yes, please.
Yes, please. Call me Gus.